Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to be is a doggone pity.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. ICBA.org, Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org, is Paul Mirsky's website. He's the Executive Vice President, Chief Economist for that fine organization, of which I'm very proud to tell you about and to tell you that I support and encourage you to do the same. I tell people for years, Paul, that small business owners for years that if they don't have an independent community bank relationship, in my opinion, they're weaker. They're the weaker for that. Then I know that the small business owners I know who have the best chance of surviving have a relationship with a community bank. What do you think?
Well, small businesses have a friend with community banks. It's a relationship type business where the community banker usually knows the local economy, knows the local customers, and sticks with them in good times and in bad. That's the most important thing. When the economy collapsed and the financial markets were under stress, community banks still stuck with their customers and made sure
that's
the
right.
Credit was flowing.
They never stopped lending. When all the politicians were saying the nonsense that banks aren't lending anymore, community banks never stopped lending. The reason I know this is because I was asking them about that on my show, and they never stopped. So one thing I want to move over to, Paul, is the Fed wrapping up their 2-day meeting today. Over the last 6 years, they've been doing QE1, QE2, QE16, all the quantitative easing, which means that they were flooding the marketplace with money by buying bonds to the tune of up to $85 billion a month sometimes, to where the balance sheet of the Fed is now probably $2-3 trillion more than it used to be, a record high. But they're pulling back on that now. They're coming back down to where by October they're going to be not buying any more bonds. And that's been so far a relatively orderly withdrawal, hasn't it?
Well, that's correct. When the Fed first announced they were going to back off of their quantitative easing and buying bonds and treasuries, it spooked the market, but they've been doing it slowly, about $10 billion a month reduction in their bond purchasing. But as you mentioned, the Fed balance sheet, when all said and done, if they wrap this up by October, will be $4.5 trillion. We're started out about $900 million. So,
yeah.
They're pumping over $4 trillion of liquidity into the economy, and
Paul, I'm going to push back on you a little bit. I know that's the way people say it and think of it, but that money hasn't really gotten out to the economy.
That's correct.
Not directly, not into the economy the way it should. If to the degree it's gotten out through the economy, it's only come through any benefits that Wall Street has gotten. Am I wrong about that?
That's correct. Largely what the Fed wants to do is expand credit and lending, and credit and lending has been very moderate during this whole time, even though the Fed has been pumping all this liquidity in there. What economists call the velocity of money, the money really hasn't been getting out and circulating and one reason, gains in the economy.
And this is where the Washington policy comes into play. Small business owners don't want to borrow money. They're not borrowing money. Banks can't get their small business customers to borrow money from them because they're not willing to grow and take advantage of opportunities that may or may not be there because they're worried about Washington. They're worried about Obamacare. This is where the Washington is holding back the economy.
Absolutely. Federal Reserve monetary policy is a very blunt instrument. It's only one way to impact the economy, but the federal government regulatory policy, tax policy, fiscal policy really is what's been impacting the economy. And with higher taxes, higher regulatory burden, consumers being uncertain about the future and costs, that's really been stifling economic growth. That's why even with all the Fed intervention and the deficit spending, the economy has been just chugging along at a very moderate pace. So hopefully with this second quarter, 4% GDP growth, maybe we're turning the corner here. I hope so.
And, I hope so, I hope we'll, so too.
We'll get better.
I hope so too. Hey, Paul, good job today. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
We'll see you next time. Paul Mirsky, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President, Chief Economist for the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. Check them out. Check out your local community banker. Tell them I sent you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.